God's word for us to consider this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us. God's word to live within us as his children living in this world is from the epistle lesson, from Paul's letter to the Galatian church, to the Galatian people. He says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because we are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want to reflect upon time. And I want you to think about time. And I want you to think that this is the last time that we're going to gather together as God's people in his house in the year 2019. Because the next time we gather, it'll be 2020. How time is fleeting. Time to reflect. Time to understand. It's something that we usually do. We are dictated by a clock on the wall. When I received the call and accepted the call to Bethany and St. Peter, they had the clock exactly where this one is, right above the door, so it was facing the pastor, and I had them take it down. It should be removed completely because time dictates. It dictates all of us. Whether it's our clock on the wall, or our watches, or the calendar, time always dictates what we're going to do. So, someone approached Will Rogers. He was an entertainer and cowboy comedian, you know. And this person said, if you had only 48 hours to live, how would you live those hours? What would you do? Not missing a beat, Will Rogers said, I'd live 1 hour at a time. I want you to think about that. It is now time for God's love. Time for God's love to appear, not just in our lives, but to appear in our world. To appear because people are in need of God's love. Each and every one of us here today is in need of God's love. God's love to guide us. God's love to feed us. God's love to be in our lives and emanate out from our lives to others. Because we're living in a cruel world. This world is terrible. And it needs God's love. Yes, we'll see small stories, small snippets of journeys of life of people that are joyous, that are amazing. I think it was last night we were watching the news, and this young boy who was born with no hands, and he was, I don't know how young he was, or is, but anyway, a gentleman was struck by this person because all he wanted for Christmas was hands. And an amazing miracle happened. A gentleman who was working with robotics and everything worked a solid 11 months on these hands. And he opened up the box and you could see his face just light up with joy because in that box were two mechanical hands that he could slip on and he could move a few fingers of those hands. The joy was brought to this young boy. Now that's the joy that we have each and every day of our lives, the joy of Jesus. The joy of Jesus to share with those young and to share with those old and aging people. Because God gives us that gift of his love in Jesus to bring to this world, bring to this world that is steeped in, if you want to call it, madness, terribleness. Life is not precious anymore to people. St. Paul has exceeded the number of people that were killed by guns last year. This is a cruel world, but it's a world that needs softness. It's a world that needs God's love. Needs to hear, for God so loved the world that he came and gave his son into death for all who believe in him shall live eternally. That's the love that this world needs. It's a world that we are a part of. We can't separate ourselves from this world. We can't go into a little colony by ourselves and support each other. Oh, there are colonies that do that. There are groups of people that separate themselves away from the world. But that's not how God wants us to live. God wants us to live as part of this world and sharing his love with those around us. To share a love that God saw, and it was time. It was time for God to send his son. He saw all the terribleness that was going on. He saw people not caring for one another. People that didn't care anything for anyone. God saw that. And rather than wipe the face of the earth of all people, like remember when he did the flood? When he created that flood, and at the end of that flood, he told Noah by putting the rainbow in the sky that he would never, ever, ever do that again. God chose a different way. God chose to send his son, Jesus, as the babe of Bethlehem, the babe in a manger, in swaddling clothes, in the feeding trough that was surrounded by animals, worshipped by the shepherds. What a joyous love that God sent to this world, that God sent to you and me, because he wants our lives filled with that love. Like I've shared before, my favorite verse in the scriptures is Galatians 2:20. For I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live in the flesh, but it is the Son of God who lives in me and who delivered himself up for me. See, that's a new life that we have. That's the new life that you have. Each and every one of you, you sin. You go against God's word. You go against God's law. And that's because of Adam and Eve and the inherent sin that we have living in us. And yet, God comes into our life with his love. A caring, compassionate, loving love that tears us apart and remolds us, making us new children in Jesus. As Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, and you're in Christ, you're in Christ, you're in Christ. We're all in Christ because of our baptism. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Each and every one of us is new. We are new people of God. And as those new people of God, we are here dwelling in his time. We don't know how much time we have. None of us knows. We don't have that crystal ball that we can look at and it'll say, Scott, the Lord's going to call you home on November 1st, 2025. How do you think I'm going to live my life? I'm going to get that bucket list out, and I'm going to start crossing things off on that bucket list. And when that time starts approaching, because of the sin that's living in me, how am I going to live? I'm going to be shaking like a leaf. I'm going to be wondering what day God's going to call me home. And as I approached November 1st, I'm going to be scared. But we needn't be scared in that time, because God has filled us with His love in Jesus, so that we know when He calls us home, we know that we will be in the arms of Jesus. And we know that we will be dwelling in His eternal kingdom. How are you going to live? I want you to think about this little example. What if your babe called you and said, today we have put $86,400 in your bank account. You can use that money as long as you like today. It will not carry over till tomorrow. What you use today is good, but what you don't use goes away. And each day they put $86,400 in your bank account to be used for that day. You see, that's what God gives to us. He gives to us 86,400 seconds to live. Once those seconds are gone, they're gone for good. You can't use them again. And at the end of the day, it's all wiped clean. The next day, God gives you 86,400 seconds to use. To use for His glory, to use for His service, to use for Him in service wherever you are and whatever you do, because God calls us into His service. Have you ever wondered about people and how they do things and what they do and how they do them? Karen works in radiology. I wouldn't be able to do it. God didn't give me the gifts to do. God closed many doors to me. I was going to be a med tech. Well, med tech is drawing blood, but also I have to have chemistry, you know? I flunked chemistry, so I couldn't do that. I don't have a talent for that. I don't have a talent for playing the piano. I took piano at Concordia College St. Paul because I needed a quarter credit of humanities in order to graduate. And so I'm sitting at the piano playing, and I lift fingers. Because when I'm typing on the computer, I lift fingers. So when I was trying to play the piano, I would lift the fingers. She'd slap my hands. I couldn't do it. When we got a piano at home, Karen tried to teach me, and she got very frustrated with me because I did the same thing. I kept putting up my fingers. She gave up on me. I gave up on myself because I can't play it. I don't have the talent. God takes us. He gives us the energy. He gives us the talent. He gives us everything that we have so that we may share His love. Remember that. 86,400 seconds God gives to you each and every day to be used in His service, for His glory, for His kingdom, and for His people. In Christ's holy name, amen.